Picasso's work was always intensely autobiographical. It is surprising, then, that he produced relatively few true self-portraits, most of them when he was very young. Instead, he often seems to address us through the eyes of his painted characters, such as musketeers, matadors, and minotaurs. Many regard these later works as self-portraits in disguise. So, although the young painter is not, strictly speaking, a self-portrait, it is hard to read it as anything other than autobiographical. Picasso famously feared death and loathed the sight of a mirror. In this work, painted the year before his death, the 91-year-old casts himself as a child with all the attributes of a painter and the classic pose of a self-portrait. Hesitant but curious, his tiny hand is held tightly to his body. With the brush pinched between forefinger and thumb, he is poised to paint. The small round eyes, so different to the big almond shapes that are more typical in Picasso's faces, peer at us from beneath a wide-brimmed hat, which recalls Rembrandt's famous self-portraits. Rembrandt, who was admired for his late style and whose many self-portraits intimately chart his aging, was something of a hero to Picasso in his own later years. He projected slides of the Baroque master's iconic painting, The Night Watch, on his studio walls, and, inspired by the depictions of infantrymen in their regalia and ruffs, produced a famous series of late paintings of musketeers. While the pose of the young painter is Rembrandtesque, the application of paint is not. Picasso does not indulge in detail or decoration in this painting. It is conspicuously brief and bare, conveying the freshness and sense of naivety in the young painter's face. A swiftly painted oval describes his palette, which is strangely empty, yet confrontingly present. We can only speculate on why Picasso chose to depict himself as a fresh-faced youth right at the end of his life. Was it an attempt to stave off the inevitable death that he feared so much? Or is it an embodiment of his enduring childlike wonder, imagination, and openness to the endless possibilities of painting?